Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
Good morning, NIMS Dubai. Welcome to the 31st NIMS Podcast episode. It's me, Aishilana, with
Kivna Parekhio.
Kivna, do you know what's coming up?
Let me guess. Summer vacation is coming up. Whoa.
People are so much happier when summer comes around, right? This is a season totally dedicated to spending leisure and quality time with your loved ones. Kivna, before we start, why don't we hear to a mesmerizing Quran recitation by Aisha Abdul?
Sure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Aisha Abdul from grade 8L. Reciting Surat An-Najm 1-5 ayah with translation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wan-Najmi idha hawa. By the stars when they fade away. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your fellow man is neither misguided nor astray. وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Nor does he speak of his own whims. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is only a revelation sent down to him. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. He has been taught by one angel of mighty power.
Podcast, unlimited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.
The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. So now we have thought of the day.
Thought for the day. Today, I have a beautiful thought for the day by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep, loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. Thank you.
Oh, it was splendid and soothing. So, Kivna, how's your day been going?
It's going awesome, and it will be more after this amazing podcast. What about you?
I don't like summer much.
Why not? We can hear a speech on my favorite season, summer. I am confident that you will like summer after hearing that.
I guess.
Good morning, all. Today, I stand before you to share my love for my favorite season of all, summer. Summer is a season that embodies warmth, freedom, and pure bliss. As the day lengthens and the sun shines brighter, it invites us to embrace the beauty of the world and indulge in its offerings. One of the reasons why I adore summer is the abundant sunshine. The golden rays of the sun bring a radiant glow to everything around us. It energizes our spirits, fills us with positivity, and encourages us to step outside and soak up its warmth. Whether it's lounging by the pool, strolling along sandy beaches, or simply enjoying a refreshing drink under a shade tree, the summer sun has a magical way of rejuvenating our souls. Summer also offers a plethora of outdoor activities that ignite a sense of adventure. It's the perfect time for water sports such as swimming, surfing, or sailing. As we seek refuge in the coolness of the sea, it's a season for hiking through lush forests, exploring nature's hidden gems, and witnessing breathtaking sunsets. From picnic in the park to barbecues in the backyard, summer brings us together to enjoy the simple pleasures of life with friends and family. Moreover, summer vacation holds a special place in our hearts. It's a time when students bid farewell to textbooks and classrooms, and families embark on journeys of discovery and relaxation. Whether it's a road trip to new destination, an exotic getaway to a tropical paradise, or a staycation filled with local adventures. Summer vacation allows us to escape the mountain and to embrace new experiences. It's a time for personal growth, self-reflection, and creating cherished memories that will last a lifetime. Finally, summer represents a season of carefree living. With lighter schedules and longer days, we have the opportunity to slow down and appreciate the beauty of the world around us. It's a time to savor ice cream that melts too quickly, enjoy the sweet melody of chirping birds, and witness blooming flowers in all their glory. Summer reminds us to live in the present, to cherish the simple joys, and to find happiness in the smallest of moments. In conclusion, summer is a season that brings a sparkle to our lives. Its radiant sun, adventurous spirit, and carefree essence make it an extraordinary time of the year. So let us embrace the warmth of the summer, immerse ourselves in its wonders, and make the most of every precious moment. Thank you.
Kevna, it was bewildering, but I don't like summer.
Huh? What?
I love summer.
Lena, it's really hot now. I feel so tired and exhausted.
There's nothing as refreshing as sitting by the water on a sunny day, sipping on an ice-cold beverage and maybe some chocolate ice cream.
Lena, now I am daydreaming about ice creams and cold beverages.
I can't give you that ice cream you want. But we can hear a jam on the importance of hydration during this drastically hot summer. That'll keep us and our audience posted about it.
Good morning all, myself Jawad from 6E, here to speak about the topic, why is hydration so important in the summer season? Your body depends on water to survive. Every cell, tissue and organ in your body needs water to work properly. For example, your body uses water to maintain its temperature, remove waste, and lubricate your joints. Water is needed for overall good health. Making sure you get enough water every day is an important step in maintaining your health. Most people have been told they should drink 6 to 8 ounce glasses of water each day. That's a responsible goal. However, different people need different amounts of water to stay hydrated. Most healthy people can stay well hydrated by drinking water and other fluids whenever they feel thirsty. For some people, fewer than 8 glasses may be enough. Other people may need more. While plain water is best for staying hydrated, other drinks and foods can help too. Fruit and vegetable juices, milk, and herbal teas add to the amount of water you get each day. Just make sure to limit sugary drinks that are high in calories. Even some caffeine drinks, for example, coffee, tea, and soda, contribute a little to your daily water intake. Water can also be found in fruits and vegetables. For example, watermelon, tomatoes, and lettuce, and in soup broths. Sports drinks can be helpful if you are planning on exercising at higher than normal levels for more than an hour. They contain carbohydrates and electrolytes that can increase your energy. They help your body absorb water. However, some sport drinks are high in calories from added sugar. They also may contain high levels of sodium. Check the serving size on the label. One bottle usually contains more than one serving. Some sport drinks contain caffeine too. Remember that a safe amount of caffeine to consume each day is no more than 400 milligrams. Energy drinks are not the same as sports drinks. Energy drinks usually contain large amounts of caffeine. Also, they contain ingredients that overstimulate your guarana, ginseng, or taurine. These are things your body doesn't need. Most of these drinks are also high in added sugar. According to doctors, children and teens should not have energy drinks because these drinks have high amounts of caffeine. They do not offer good hydration. If staying hydrated is difficult for you, here are some tips that can help. Keep a bottle of water with you during the day. To reduce your costs, carry a reusable water bottle and fill it with tap water. If you don't like the taste of plain water, try adding a slice of lemon or lime to your drink. Drink water before, during, and after a workout. When you're feeling hungry, drink water. Thirst is often confused with hunger. True hunger will not be satisfied by drinking water. Drinking water may also contribute to a healthy weight loss plan. Some research suggests that drinking water can help you feel full. If you have trouble remembering to drink water, drink on a schedule. For example, drink water when you wake up, at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when you go to bed, then drink a small glass of water at the beginning of each hour. Drink water when you go to a restaurant. It will keep you hydrated and it's free. If you don't drink enough water, you may become dehydrated. This means your body doesn't have enough fluid to operate properly. Your urine can be an indicator if you're dehydrated. If it's colorless or light yellow, you're well hydrated. If your urine is dark yellow or amber color, you may be dehydrated. There are other signs that can signal you may be dehydrated. They include little or no urine, urine that is darker than usual, dry mouth, sleepiness or fatigue, extreme thirst, headache, confusion, dizziness, or lightheadedness. Some people are at higher risks of dehydration. They include people who exercise at a high intensity or in hot weather for too long, have certain medical conditions, kidney stones, bladder infection, are sick, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, are pregnant or breastfeeding, are trying to lose weight, can't get enough fluids during the day, are on medications that contribute to dehydration. Other adults are also at higher risk. As you get older, your brain may not be able to sense dehydration. It doesn't send signals for thirst. Note that water makes up more than half of your body weight. You lose water each day when you go to the bathroom, sweat, and even when you breathe. You lose water even faster when the weather is hot. When you're physically active, or if you have a fever, vomiting, and diarrhea, can also lead to a rapid water loss. Be sure to actively drink plenty of water to avoid becoming dehydrated.
Lena, now I am feeling so better after listening to this amazing jam. Now I just need a sip of water.
I'm glad. Kevna, motivation is an integral part of our lives. Do we have something to motivate us in this podcast?
Yeah, we do. A motivational poem by Nabiha from 5th N.
Oh, great. Without further ado, let's hear this melodious poem.
Good morning, one and all, and how are you doing? My name is Nabiha Muhammad, and I'm from grade 5N, studying in New Indian Model School. Today, I want to recite a poem called Don't Quit, written by Edgar Guest. This poem is quite motivational and inspiring. So, let's begin. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won if he'd stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned till late when the knight slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is just failure turned inside out, the silver tint of cloud of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst you mustn't quit. Thank you all for listening to my poem, and bye-bye.
How's it? I think that it was amazing, Lena. What do you love to hear the most?
I love to hear stories. What about you, Kevna?
Me too. I wish to hear a story.
Luckily for us, we have a fascinating story by Hasna Mariam.
My name is Hasna Mariam, and today I'll be presenting a story about the summer break. Well, what comes to your mind when they say summer break? Expensive hotels or fancy dinners? Well, that's not it. A fun summer break means much more, and I'm really excited to find out about it. Well, let's not waste any time and get started. One day, a rich man wanted to show his son about the countryside, how poor people lived. So, he decided to take his son on a trip to the countryside where their grandparents lived. They spent 2 days on a farm with their grandparents near the countryside, and there were many poor families near them. They went to visit them and spent a lot of time there. And on their way home, the rich man asked his son, "How was our trip? What did you feel with these poor families, and what did you learn?" The son answered, "I saw that we have servants to serve us, but they serve others. It's so interesting. We have one dog, but they have four. And we have imported lanterns, but they have bright shining stars at night. We buy our food, but they can grow this. We have a pool in our garden, but they have a creek that has no end. We have walls to protect us, and they have a lot of friends to protect them." Finally, the son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are." Well, in this you can understand that a fun summer break or a real wealth isn't actually about money or materials. It's about friendship, kindness, having fun, and happiness. And that's exactly what we lack nowadays. I hope you understood that, and thank you for giving me such a fun opportunity to express my feelings.
I loved it. Now I'm thirsty to hear one more story, Lena.
Then do you want a surprise? There's one more story by Tarun on a visit to Shimla with his mother.
Yay! I am flabbergasted.
Hello everybody. My name is Tarun Kumar from 6E, and I am going to narrate a story on one of the most beautiful memories with my mother. Let's begin. In a beautiful and busy city, I lived with my mom, Yamini. Me and my mom's bond was unbreakable, and we shared countless and beautiful moments with each other. One day, we decided to take a break from the busy and travel to the peaceful place which turned out to be Shimla. Shimla was a beautiful and joyous place to live and share each other's feelings. When we reached Shimla, the cool breeze of air touched our face, giving us a happy welcome. A sense of serenity washed over us. The air was crisp and carried the fragrance of nature's embrace. Hand in hand, we strolled through the fields our laughter mingling with the chirping of birds and the rustling of leaves. As we walked through the countryside, my mom pointed out some colorful and vibrant flowers. I was bewitched by the beauty of the nature and their surroundings. As we walked deeper through the woods, my mom noticed a small village and some people living in it. People there were so kind to us as they offered some hot soup. I gobbled them all up while my mom looked sad. I asked her why she was sad. My mom told we're soon going to leave this place and return to home, which was the busy and noisy city. Hearing this, my heart sank. But from the depths of her bag, my mom pulled out a book filled with fairy tales. We deviled and explored into a world of enchantment where princesses, knights, and magical creatures roamed. My eyes sparkled with wonder as my mother read aloud, bringing the stories to life. I soon fell asleep. When I woke up, we decided to travel more around Shimla as there is a lot more to explore. First, we went to a national park located on top of a beautiful mountain. As soon as we stepped in, we heard caged birds chirping, lions roaring, and elephants trumpeting. Some animals were cute, like the hamsters, the baby crocodiles, and the cubs of lions and bears. Next, we decided to explore the mountain ranges. Once we got on top to get a relaxing and a beautiful view of Shimla, we went back to home to continue our excursion the other day. The other day, my mom told me why not visit a museum. I was so excited because it's been days since I went to a museum. Once we got there, I was shocked to see it was an army museum. There were many uniforms and weapons of the military of India. The museum was quite small, but it held so many details about its country, India. Once we were done exploring the museum, my stomach grumbled. I asked my mom for some cool ice cream, but instead she bought me a tasty and hot tomato soup. Now I regretted why I asked for an ice cream. On the last day of our trip, we made a decision to travel to the Green Valleys, where we found a tourist place. They gave us traditional Shimla dress and took various pictures of us there. I got carried away by some cute and small ladybugs and mushrooms. We also went on a horse ride through the dark woods. I found many different types of plants. I noted them out so when I go back home, I could tell my friends and teachers what I did in Shimla. I also collected some samples of them right away. For the last day of dinner in Shimla, we had some tasty and yummy pav bhaji. I slept the night wondering if I could stay here forever. When I woke up, I said bye to the beautiful countryside and kind people there. Soon days passed. Whenever I felt sad or overwhelmed, I'd think about all the happy moments I'd enjoyed with my mom. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much, Lena. You fulfilled my wish.
You're always welcome. I have a riddle for you and our audience. Imagine you're the bus driver. In the first stop, 10 people enter. In the second stop, 2 people leave and 6 people enter. In the third stop, 8 people leave and 2 people enter. What is the bus driver's age?
What? I can't get anything.
You're the bus driver, so your age is correct. So as you might have guessed, now we have some riddles by Amna and Faiha to play with our brains.
Welcome everyone to our thrilling session of riddles and answers on our school podcast. I'm your host, Faiha Rahman of 8K, and I'm excited to have you join us today. Get ready to engage your minds and have a blast with riddles. Now, I have a fantastic participant with me, Amina Abdullahed of 8th grade.
Hey everyone, I'm excited to tackle these riddles with you, Faiha. Let's do this.
Great enthusiasm, Amina. So, here's how it works. I will present a riddle and you have a chance to guess the answer. Take your time, think it through, and when you're ready, share your answer. Are you ready?
Absolutely. I'm ready to put my riddle-solving skills to the test.
Wonderful. Let's dive in into our first riddle. Riddle number one. I am taken from my mind and shut up in a wooden case, from which I am never released, and yet I am used by almost every person. What am I? I repeat, I am taken from my mind and shut up in a wooden case, from which I am never released, and yet I am used by almost every person. What am I?
This is a tough one. My guess would be a pencil lid.
Well done, Amina. Your guess is correct. Pencil lid or graphite fits all the clues perfectly. Impressive. Let's move on. Riddle number two. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? I repeat, I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
I believe the answer is an echo.
Excellent job, Amina. You're absolutely right. An echo speaks without a mouth, hears without ears, and comes alive with the help of wind. Spot on. Moving on to riddle number three. What has keys but can't open locks? Has space but has no room? And you can enter but can't go outside? I repeat, what has keys but can't open locks? Has space but has no room? And you can enter but can't go outside?
This riddle reminds me of a keyboard.
Oh my gosh, absolutely right, Amina. A keyboard is the answer we were looking for. It has the keys, space between them, and you can enter information but can't physically go outside. Well done. Moving on to riddle number four. I am not alive, but I can grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I? I repeat, I am not alive, but I can grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I?
This riddle must be about fire.
Brilliant deduction, Amina. Fire is indeed the answer. It can grow, needs air to burn, but water can extinguish it. Well done. Riddle number five. I have cities, but no houses, forests, but no trees, and rivers, but no water. What am I? I repeat, I have cities, but no houses, forests, but no trees, and rivers, but no water. What am I?
I know this one. It's about a map.
Exactly right, Amina. A map is the correct answer. It represents cities, forests, and rivers, but doesn't have physical houses, trees, or water. Great job. Amazing work, Amina. You tackle these riddles with precision and skill. I want to thank you for participating in our riddles and answer session today. And a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in.
Riddles are a fantastic way to exercise your brain and have fun with friends. Keep challenging yourself with riddles and let the joy of problem solving continue. Join us next time on our school podcast for more exciting segments. Stay curious and keep exploring.
Until then, Faiha and Amina signing off.
It was mind-blowing, Lena. Do you like to chit-chat with your friends? I like that a lot.
Yes, me too. It will be really informative.
Lena, what is your favorite fruit? I love mangoes. They are my favorite. Now it is mango season. I am ecstatic.
And I am obsessed with watermelons.
Cool. Now we have a chat show all about foods that are healthy for our body in summers. Bye, Nabiha.
Hello, everyone. I am Nabiha Muhammad of Grade 5N from NIMS Dubai. Here I am to talk about a very interesting and cool topic. That is foods that are good for our bodies during the summers. So, let's begin. Watermelons and honeydews are packed with energizing vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Depending on the melon, you can consume a good amount of vitamin C, and B, and potassium in just half a cup. Melons also contain 90% of water, which can help you keep hydrated. Add half a cup of melon to your lunch or make a fresh melon salad. Protein aids in extending energy and keeps you feeling full longer. It's also essential for muscle repair and building. For all day energy, add high quality protein to your meals. Choose poultry, lean meats, low fat dairy products, nuts, nut bottles. Vary your protein to make sure you're getting all essential amino acids. Avoid energy ups and downs by including carbs, because carbs tend to break down more slowly. They give your body more consistent energy. Include whole grain cereals, breads or pastas, fruits, vegetables, beans or lentils in your summer meals. Swap ripe bread for a whole grain option. Balance carbs with protein and healthy fats. Hydrate. The human body is more than 50% water. When you're dehydrated, you can become fatigued. Try sparkling waters, teas, or infuse your water with a favorite fruit or vegetable, such as cucumbers, lemons, or berries. Or just drink a homemade healthy fruit smoothie, fresh squeezed juice, or herbal iced tea. Remember, fluids can also be obtained from some of your foods, such as the previously mentioned melons. A key to keeping you and your family's energy levels up during the summer is to grab a nutritious meal or snack every 2 to 3 hours. Healthy snack options include trail mix with dried fruit and nuts, yogurt, popcorn, a fresh peach or nectarine, or whole wheat crackers with some peanut butter. Now I would like to talk about some fruits and veggies that you can eat in the summers. Let's start with cucumbers. Cool as a cucumber. Heard that one, right? Cucumbers instantly hydrate the body and bring down the body heat. Snack on them as a salad or with your favorite dip or blitz. Then into a juice with the ginger and some lemon. There is no wrong way to consume them. Now, let's move on to melons again. Watermelons and muskmelons sell like hotcakes in summers. Juicy and full of nutrients that the body needs. The melons make for great summer companions. Not only do they hydrate the body, but boost the body with power-packed nutrients like vitamin B, magnesium, potassium, and fiber. Now, let's talk about leafy greens. The green leafy vegetables are high in nutrient value, calcium, and provide a good cooling effect on the body. Spinach, lettuce, amaranth, Chinese cabbage, and kale are your summer talismans. They can be had in smoothies, salads, or just as a side dish in a meal. Moving on to mangoes. The king of fruits is your best alternate to reducing body heat. There are myriad ways of incorporating it into your diet. Have it raw. Ampana, that quintessential summer drink, as chutney or curry. Mangoes are great for digestion, cure heat strokes, and boost energy. Now I would like to end my talk with reminding you all to stay healthy, stay hydrated, and stay cool this summer. Thank you and bye-bye.
Now that was engaging. We can follow this nutritious diet for summer. Who doesn't love some melodious music, right, Kevna?
Exactly. Everyone loves music.
So now, a beautiful Malayalam song on love and care for nature.
Hi everyone, my name is Anamika. I am from 7th H. I am going to recite a beautiful Malayalam kavita, Prakriti Kshamiku, by renowned poet Anavur Manikandan. ഭയചകിത നാമെൻ്റെ മിഴികളിൽ നോക്കൂ കടലിരമ്പുന്നുവോ കനലെരിയുന്നുവോ ഭയചകിത നാമെൻ്റെ മിഴികളിൽ നോക്കൂ കടലിരമ്പുന്നുവോ കനലെരിയുന്നുവോ സഹജീവികൾ ജീവനാളങ്ങളറ്റവർ ഒരുമയോടൊരു കുഴിയിലൊരുമിച്ചുറങ്ങവേ മരണം വലച്ചുരുൾ നിവർത്തി മഹാമാരിയമ്പുമായി വേട്ടയ്ക്കിറങ്ങവേ ശാസ്ത്രം കിടക്കുന്നു ലോകം വിതുമ്പുന്നു ശവക്കോട്ട കണ്ടിൻ്റെ കരളു മരവിച്ചു പോയ് പ്രതികാരദാഹിയായി തീർന്നൊരൻ പ്രകൃതി നിന്നോടിവർ ചെയ്തതൊക്കെ അപരാധം നിന്നോടിവർ ചെയ്തതൊക്കെ അപരാധം സർവം സഹിക്കുന്നൊരമ്മയാം പ്രകൃതി ഒടുവിൽ നീ സംഹാരരുദ്ധ്രയായി മാറി അണയാതെ ആളുന്ന കാട്ടുതീ പോലെ അണുക്കളിൽ നീ മരണഗന്ധം പടർത്തി എന്തു ചെയ്യേണ്ടു നാം അശക്തരാണല്ലോ പ്രതികാരദാഹിയായി തീർന്നൊരൻ പ്രകൃതി നിന്നോടിവർ ചെയ്തതൊക്കെ അപരാധം നിന്നോടിവർ ചെയ്തതൊക്കെ അപരാധം മാപ്പു നൽകൂ പ്രകൃതി മാപ്പു നൽകൂ നീ മാപ്പു നൽകൂ മാപ്പു നൽകൂ നീ താങ്ക് യു
I adored it. It was so good. Though I don't understand Malayalam, yet it touched my heart.
I'm hesitant that this is it for today, folks. This is the end of our episode. I wish everyone a healthy and happy summer vacation ahead. As in our podcast, everyone please maintain your health while enjoying the summer with your loved ones.
Thank you for tuning with us in this beautiful morning today. See you next time.
Until then, bye.
This is Kevna Parekh and
Aisha Lena
signing
off.
NIMS Podcast, a limited infotainment in air. Stay tuned.